You are listening to an ADIS Journal podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the Burnout Among Physician Treating Patients with Multiple Sclerosis in the USA podcast from the ADIS Journal, Neurology and Therapy. I'm Dr. Mary Rentzel. I'm Director of Wellness at the Mellen Center of the Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland, Ohio, of the U.S. Thank you, Dr. Amy Sullivan, for joining me today in this important discussion.
Thank you, Mary. I'm eager to dive into the discussion. So my name is Dr. Amy Sullivan. I'm the Director of Engagement and Well-being for the Cleveland Clinic Neurological Institute and the Director of Behavioral Medicine at the Mellen Center, and have the privilege of working directly with Dr. Rentzel at the same organization. So today we're going to address the critical issue of burnout among physicians treating patients with multiple sclerosis. Specifically, we will focus on the findings of a quantitative survey conducted in the U.S., which explored the prevalence of burnout and its associated risk factors. We will also discuss the possible impact of burnout on patient care and management, as well as provide recommendations for addressing these challenges. To start, Mary, as a neurologist yourself treating MS, what are your thoughts on burnout among physicians treating patients with multiple sclerosis and the need for this study?
Yes, it is an important but often neglected issue. There's currently minimal data on burnout among physicians who are at the core of the healthcare system and work tirelessly to provide quality care to patients living with multiple sclerosis. Let's understand the definition of burnout. According to the World Health Organization, burnout is a syndrome resulting from chronic workplace stress characterized by energy depletion, mental distance, and reduced professional efficacy. Burnout and stress among healthcare providers impair their ability to deliver optimal care and increase the overall burden of the healthcare system. Neurologists in particular experience high rates of burnout. A 2024 Medscape report on physician burnout and depression revealed that 44% of neurologists report experiencing burnout. This not only leads to decreased job satisfaction and early career exits, but also discourages students from entering the field. Consequently, there's a growing shortage of qualified professionals to treat patients with neurologic conditions. This is especially concerning given the demands of managing chronic conditions such as multiple sclerosis.
Indeed, multiple sclerosis is a chronic progressive disease requiring ongoing comprehensive care, which can exacerbate burnout. Additional factors such as low reimbursement rates, a poor revenue to compensation rate, and inadequate job support further contribute to the issue. Burnout significantly hampers a physician's ability to provide optimal care, ultimately straining the healthcare system.
There's a lack of published data specifically on the burnout rates among physicians treating patients with multiple sclerosis. Through this discussion, we aim to explore this issue further, drawing from our experiences and the existing literature. Amy, since you are one of the consultants on the recent survey about this issue, could you share more about the study with our listeners?
To address this gap in the literature, a cross-sectional quantitative study of physicians treating patients with multiple sclerosis was conducted using an online questionnaire sponsored and conducted by EMD Serono, an affiliate of Merck KGaA, with both of us serving as consultants. The study aimed to determine the prevalence of burnout and identify associated risk factors. Physicians were identified using data sets provided by IQVIA Incorporated, USA. And the survey planning was guided by a National Healthcare Professional Burnout Steering Committee, comprised of neurologists across from the USA. The survey was emailed to 3,951 physicians in the US who had prescribed more than three disease-modifying therapies for multiple sclerosis within a 12-month period, with up to five weekly follow-ups for non-responders. It included 20 questions, such as those that were validated from the Mini-Z Burnout Survey version 3.0, along with questions related to demographic data, professional information, work environment, and job support. The data were analyzed descriptively to identify key findings and trends. All data were securely stored in compliance with the General Data Protection Regulation, access controlled, and anonymized with no personal identifiers recorded. Mary, you were also a consultant to the survey, and so now I'm going to hand this over to you to discuss the findings of the survey.
Thank you. Overall, 136 physicians responded to the survey, with 115 completing it in full. Most respondents, around 71%, were white, with a nearly equal distribution of men and women. Nearly all were aged over 30, and 55% were aged 50 or over. The majority, around 90%, worked in academic medical centers, multiple sclerosis specialty practices, or general neurology practices. Notably, 50% of the respondents reported feeling burned out or starting to experience burnout. Long working hours were the most cited contributors to job-related stress, with 54% of respondents working over 50 hours per week and nearly a third working more than 60 hours weekly. Additionally, 52% reported high levels of job-related stress. Electronic medical record, or EMR-related stress, was another significant factor, with 74% of respondents identifying it as a source of frustration, and 61% reporting high levels of stress related to EMR usage. Furthermore, 60% indicated that the time available for documentation was insufficient, and 59% reported that time spent completing EMR at home was moderately high or excessive. Responses from the Mini-Z survey show that only 13% and 18% of participants described their workplace as joyful and highly supportive, respectively. Despite 80% expressing satisfaction with their jobs, nearly 50% had considered changing careers due to burnout. Among those considering a career change, 33% worked in academic medical centers, 33% in general neurology practices, and 23% in specialized MS practices, whereas the remaining 11% were employed in non-academic hospitals or other institutions.
Yeah, it's interesting to note that despite the presence of stressors, many respondents reported high job satisfaction. This might be attributed to deep personal satisfaction and a sense of purpose at work. However, another study has highlighted low job satisfaction among neurologists experiencing burnout.
Additionally, the high workload, reduced autonomy, clerical demands, and insufficient support staff contribute to widespread burnout, diminished clinical judgment and empathy, and dissatisfaction with career and work-life balance among neurologists in the U.S. Physicians across specialties, on average, spend approximately 33% of their time recording patient data in the EMR systems. The realization that valuable patient interaction time is replaced by mandatory, inefficient EMR documentation further undermines job satisfaction and a sense of purpose. This systemic inefficiency directly affects patient outcomes. Additionally, a survey of MS care providers in the U.S. revealed that they often spend more time on both direct and indirect patient care compared to those treating other populations, with inadequate support for tasks such as managing portal messages. Respondents reported devoting a significant proportion of their working hours to portal activities and indirect care, much of which likely involves significant use of EMR systems.
Indeed, physicians continuing to work while managing burnout are more likely to deliver suboptimal care due to impaired decision-making and reduced empathy. This increases the likelihood of medical errors, ultimately compromising patient outcomes. We believe that burnout can reach far beyond the job and can impact physicians' health and well-being, as well as family relationships. It is essential to identify and foster drivers of job satisfaction among physicians treating multiple sclerosis, such as supportive workplace relationships, autonomy, flexibility, and a sense of purpose. While this survey offers important insights into burnout among physicians treating multiple sclerosis patients in the U.S., there are a few considerations to consider. Mary, can you explain what those limitations may be?
Yes. This study had certain limitations common to survey-based research, including challenges in ensuring the selection of appropriate respondents and reliance on their understanding and interpretation of the questions. Furthermore, the limited scope of the questionnaires, the small sample size, and the low response rate may limit the generalizability of the findings, as they might not accurately reflect the perspectives of all U.S.-based physicians treating patients with MS. Amy, what recommendations and future directions would you like to share with the physicians to integrate in their daily practice to manage burnout?
Sure. Moving forward, we recommend the development of strategies for the early detection of burnout among physicians. This will facilitate the timely implementation of intervention and treatment of related mood disorders, potentially improving patient outcomes. This can be aided by fellow physicians, who play a critical role in evaluating the clinical abilities and knowledge of their colleagues. The shared experiences of the working environment places them in the best position to recognize those who could be vulnerable to complications arising from burnout. Interventions should involve changes at the employer level, work environment enhancements, and personal stress alleviation strategies. There is a pressing need for the redesign of EMRs to increase ease of use and decrease time requirements. EMR systems from different providers need to standardize common procedures and ensure seamless information exchange. Organizational and work unit structures among U.S. facilities employing neurologists should be proactively improving to enhance efficiency, reduce clerical tasks, and provide increased workplace flexibility and autonomy, along with adequate support staff. Also, national policies that alleviate regulatory and clerical demands could foster enhanced engagement in neurology practice. Mary, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Yes, technologies such as artificial intelligence could revolutionize healthcare by minimizing the administrative activities currently required of physicians for regulatory and billing purposes, such as documenting clinical notes and lab reports and imaging, filling EMRs, and answering questions on patient portals. AI-based technologies to aid clinical decision-making and treat neurologic disorders are now being implemented. The shift will enable physicians to dedicate more time to patient care using their clinical skills to enhance both the quality of the care and the patient experiences.
Indeed, we need further studies to determine whether enhancements in EMR and artificial intelligence can reduce burnout. A comprehensive wellness strategy to cope with the symptoms of burnout is also instrumental. Components of the strategy could include a focus on nurturing relationships, engaging in spiritual or religious practices, making fulfilling work choices, maintaining robust self-care routines, and adopting a life philosophy that balances personal and professional values. This may enhance resilience, promote well-being, and improve the work-life balance of physicians. Mary, thanks so much for joining me to talk about this important issue of burnout among physicians treating multiple sclerosis patients in the U.S. Could you give us a quick summary of our discussion today?
To summarize, our survey underscores the alarming prevalence of burnout among physicians treating multiple sclerosis, with EMR-related stress and long working hours being the key contributors. Despite high levels of job satisfaction, many physicians contemplate leaving the field due to burnout. We hope that this discussion sheds light on the importance of addressing these pressing issues to improve both physician well-being and the quality of patient care.
Thank you. We encourage all healthcare professionals to prioritize their well-being and seek adequate support when needed.
You can listen to more podcasts by subscribing to ADIS Journal Podcasts with your preferred podcast provider or by visiting the journal website. For a full list of declarations, including funding and author disclosure statements and copyright information, please visit the article page on the journal website. The link to the article page can be found in the podcast description.